Glory to God. This is Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Every message that we give could be, and perhaps should be, about the Lord Himself. The one true God. So beautiful. So glorious. His beauty, His majesty, His glory. We could never describe or put into words. We just have to experience Him. For all eternity, we will be in awe of Him. Of Him and all of the... Think of every positive superlative, really, that you can think of, you know, would describe Him. So merciful, gracious, giving, long-suffering, beautiful, good, great, awesome. Such goodness, such greatness, so gentle. Jesus said, I am gentle and lowly in heart. So He's, you know, we could, again, every message, every book, millions, billions, trillions, and we will never even begin to fathom Him. And so in these messages, in this series, I've been kind of discussing, how do we get Him? How do we find Him? How do we get that? There are some practical things. But, you know, every person really knows. I mean, if they want to find Him, they will. They can. I mean, it's almost like we don't need someone to tell us. But again, all the teachings and all the books are great and they're wonderful, you know, in the right... Okay, so, the one purpose of this, you know, if there's of this short podcast, what's the one thing I want to focus on? It's the Lord Himself. When we catch that glimpse of Him, then we will only want Him. You know, otherwise we're kind of doing our own thing, and we may be, you know, we're a Christian and we know Jesus, but we don't have that hunger. You know, And, you know, I've been watching some messages by a great man of God, and they are fantastic, great messages. One of them is 3 hours long, and it's about the tabernacle in the Old Testament. The tabernacle that had the three places, the outer court, the holy place, and then the Holy of Holies. And it's all symbolic of Jesus and of our relationship with Him and our progression with Him. And, you know, 3 hours, and it's very in-depth, and we look at the Old Testament, and many times we look at and we say, look at this, it's so long and complex, and all these, just so many teaching, you know, so many things that seem, well, challenging to grasp. Well, without the Holy Spirit, yes, that's what it's going to seem like. When we find the real Jesus, then we realize, glory to God, it's all to reveal Jesus Christ, and it's all simple. It's simple. We don't. And one example of the simplicity is just today. We walk with Him just today. He speaks today. He speaks in the right now, in the present. Famous verse, today, if you hear His voice, Deuteronomy 1:26. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. So every verse, really, I'm not an expert, but, you know, the word of God is eternal. It's spirit and life, and it's, you know, he's, and on and on. But this, every verse has deep, deep meaning. In fact, every word in every verse, this verse today, if you hear his voice today, he speaks today. He speaks actually in the present, right now. You know, we're either hearing his voice and he's speaking to us, or he's speaking and we're missing it. Same truth as the great Oral Roberts said, there's either a miracle coming right at you or it's going by you. Or we could say the presence of God. It's either we're experiencing his presence because he's everywhere, or we're missing it because of, you know, our old nature is in control. And then today, if you hear his voice. So we're either, it depends on us. He's speaking, but we may miss it. And so that's why it says if, because most people miss it. If you hear his voice. So let's remember, it's all simple. And when we get that glimpse of Jesus the Christ, he's the only one we'll want. Amen. More soon.